Hello, friends. Welcome to Islington Listens, wisdom from a community of faith that doesn't think the same, vote the same, or love the same, but we are trying our best to follow in the way of Jesus with compassion and hope.
We have an opportunity today to celebrate First Nations, Inuit, and Métis people's values, their customs, their languages, and cultures. Parts of today's worship service were created by Reverend Murray Pruden. Murray is a graduate of the Vancouver School of Theology, the Master of Divinity program there, as well as the Sandy Soto Spiritual Center in Manitoba. Murray is Cree from the Goodfish Lake and Saddle Lake First Nations in central Alberta, and he's a direct descendant, fourth generation, of Reverend Henry Bird Steinhauer. Murray believes in connection, in respecting all paths of spirituality, and in honoring each other by sharing our gifts. And so alongside Jason and the staff singers, I'm grateful to be sharing leadership this morning with Adele and Carol. Thank you for bringing heart and voice to this morning's worship. And as we acknowledge the land, we proudly and lovingly acknowledge that this territory and land we pray on has been hosting life for thousands of years. We acknowledge and pray for the ancestors and for the ongoing presence of Indigenous peoples of the Mississaugas of the Anishinaabe, the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, and the Wendat. Some of these people are also known as the Mishizagig and the Onkehonkwe, and we acknowledge that we live and worship on land that is a part of Treaty 13. We also acknowledge all of the Indigenous, Métis, and Inuit of this great land of Turtle Island and all of their ancestors, as well as seven generations before and after in this place, this church, and this broader country of Canada. And so we give thanks to God for all creation.
A reading from the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verses 1 to 4 and 22 to 31. The gifts of wisdom. Does not wisdom call and understanding raise her voice? On the heights, beside the way, at the crossroads she takes her stand, beside the great gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portholes she cries out, to you, O people, I call, and my call is to all who live. The Lord created me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of long ago. Ages ago I was set up, at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. When he had not yet made earth and fields or the world's first bits of soil, when he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit so that the waters might not transgress his command. When he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him, like a master worker. And I was daily his delight, playing before him always, playing in his inhabited world, and delighting in the human race. Herein lies wisdom. Thanks be to God.
The summer is a time for reflection. And the summer is a time for fully embracing what the land has to offer us. Summer is a time when we give thanks to our Mother Earth for her gifts of the season. But when we give thanks to God for the season and for the precious and sacred gifts of the land, we also wait for the call of the season so that we can prepare in gratitude for summer. And the robin is such a beautiful representation of the summer season. With the robin's call and with her presence, we know that she embodies the nature of the season. And if it wasn't for the gift from the Creator to have the robin on our land, we wouldn't hear the true call of the season in such a way. You see, the robin has a beautiful call. And when she calls out the song, "Knee Pin," you know that she's around. And it's that call of "Knee Pin" that is the glorious message of summer. I'm trying to listen to hear if we're hearing robins just now. Grandmother Robin, in all her grace, always brings the message of summer to the Cree people and to the Indigenous people on this land. The Cree language is so rooted to the land and to the environment. It has a beautiful connection to Mother Earth. This is the language that so many Indigenous peoples speak, and they try so desperately to preserve today. Many believe that this is the language that God speaks, for it was God who gave them the language to speak to Mother Earth, to speak to the land and to all the animals, all the elements. Marie says, "The land is our teacher and our family. God connects with us, we who are gifted in a spiritual way, this connection to the land. We are blessed to connect and be a part of this world on this earth and with all our relations, the winds, the fire, the stones, the waters, all the four-legged creatures, the fish, the winged creatures, and the nations of the two-legged creatures, as well as all those in between." Nipin is the Cree word for summer, and it is Kokum, Grandmother Robin, the summer bird, who first signals the call for summer. Nipin is a song that means summer because Kokum reminds us so. When we hear that call, we know that summer is coming and will be here to stay a while. And just this spring, as I'm relating Murray's story, he says, "I was walking home from my travels, and in the distant mountain air, I heard a light echo from afar. Knee pin. I stopped in my tracks, and I paused for a few seconds to listen to that very familiar sound. Knee pin came, a distant sound in the chilled breeze of that afternoon air. That was my call from Kokum, Grandmother Robin, that summer is coming, the call to prepare for its arrival. And then after a few weeks had passed, I was on my walk in the morning again, down my trails, and in the trees right above me, in the warmth of the spring mountain air, even closer, a reminder that the call came much more vibrantly to my ear and my spirit. Knee pin, the reminder was from Kokum, Grandmother Robin, who had arrived and was sitting in the tree above my head, singing her song of summer, Knee Pin. With much more energy and assurance in her song, Kokum made a more formal call to summer, saying, "Prepare, summer is much closer. It's time to pray for and to celebrate all that God is giving us." And as this reminder and song of summer is clear and announced, it's a blessed reminder also of the four seasons. We are reminded to respect and honor the seasons because it is the land and its God messengers that pass on this wisdom song. And it's our opportunity to hear it, to acknowledge it, perhaps to join in. So every time I hear Kokum, Grandmother Robin, sing, it reminds me of Proverbs 8:22-31, the wisdom song in creation, which Carol has just shared for us. And Kokum, Grandmother Robin, is a wise woman who teaches us to respect the seasons, to respect the land, our Mother Earth, and to respect one another, our siblings in creation. She teaches us to recognize God in all creation, and to recognize that God is in all aspects of our lives. She teaches us to love as God loves us, with a humble heart. Knee pin. Summer is here, friends. Thanks be to God.
Thanks for listening, friends. For other ways to connect, go to islingtonunited.org. May God's wisdom and love keep finding you.